Anyway, so you see, something to meditate on was to analyze, you see. Because, you see, the heresy, for example, what in the teaching of Buddha is these things are heresy. Now, the opposite of heresy, faith in the reincarnation commands for noble truth, so forth, is now this, now this faith, you see, become heresy in other, you see, faith, you know, in other religion, other faith, you see. So, so both are true. Both are true or one is true. See, however, both are true or not. So, you see, if it's true, so the you see, the concept of reincarnation, the faith in reincarnation, karma, that's the, you see, that is, as it is labeled heresy, as it is labeled heresy, if it is a heresy, then you see, according, you see, what the, you see, what the, say, what that mind believe, means it doesn't exist. Means it doesn't exist. You see, this concept, you know, say the faith in the reincarnation karma, these things, you see, as it is labeled by certain people, you see, group, you see, that as it is labeled, agreed, or labeled, you see, a heresy. And according as it is labeled heresy, if it is true, you see, if it exists in meaning, you know, if it, not only labeling, you see, you can label, you see, you can label, you can label, you see, regard the labeling, you see, one can label that I'm the, you see, the president of the whole world. I'm the president of the whole world, you know, the whole country. You see, or you see, you can label, you see. Anyway, some high position that which has power, you see, so much power, you see, power and wealth is something, you see, that one wants to become, you see, true. So you see, one can label. Whether other people label you or not, you can label, you see, to yourself, I'm president, or I am this and that, I'm king of this country, or some this and that, you can label. But that, just having the label, or having put the label, not necessarily mean you are able to function, and not necessarily mean, you see, that you are in that position, you know, but you can label, you see. Not necessarily mean you have, you are labeling yourself king, or, you know, I'm the president of the world, you see. Just simply by labeling, you don't get the position of power, you see. If you go to tell other presidents of the countries, or other people, you see, in the street, if you go to tell, I'm the king, or I'm the president of the whole world, then people might think you're completely crazy. You see, so the, you see, which makes to receive the label king or president is the aggregates which is able to do the function, having that power and able to do that function, that, you know, having that position means having that power, you see, to guide the people, you see, to guide the people, to lead the people, you see, things like that. So, that aggregates, bottom line, that aggregates, you see, which is in that position, which does that function, that activity, then that receives the name king. That can receive the name king, or president. You see, so like that. So that is a valid. That is a valid, you know, on which you label king or president is a valid. You label king president on the valid base. So when the aggregates, you see, is not doing the functions of that activity, did not have the qualifications. Doesn't do those activities, and then you see, even you label I'm president or I'm, you see, the president of the whole world or king of the whole world. However, you see, by having the label doesn't mean you are in that position. It doesn't mean you have that power. You know, you see, so like that. So having the label doesn't identify that you are president or is king of the whole world. You see, that doesn't prove. That alone doesn't prove. So there's need something else, something more than that, you know, there's need something else than the label, than just labeling. In order to exist, the king, the president, you see, in order to exist, the king or president, in order to be true. The basis on which one label a king or president, you see, the base has to be a valid base, which has qualification, has that position, or they say, which receives that position, or that which does that function, you know. Then on that, president, the king is true. On that, you see, depending on that, is true. It is true. But when the base is the aggregate base is doesn't you know the, is not in that position, not doing those activities. Then you see, labeling king and president on that alone, I say, doesn't make the king president on this true. You know, depending on this, I guess it doesn't become true. Mm. Otherwise, in the country, everyone wants to become president, you see. Everyone wants to become president of the country, you know. Almost everyone wants to become president, wants to have power, you see, then you just label yourself, I'm president of the country. Then everyone become president. Everyone become president, you see, if the labeling is enough, you see. So then you don't need to go to job because you buy a lot of paper, you know, you cut and pile it up, you see, in the house, and then say, I have $1 million, you know. You see, millions is very small, but it's trillions. However, you see, you fill up the whole house with the paper, you know. You cut newspaper, you see. And then you see, pile it up whole house, you know. And they think you label all these dollars, you know. Dutch mark or so. Then you see, this way, just, you know, one day, say, you can be rich, because you become a millionaire one day, you know. By labeling, you become a millionaire. Just only by labeling, you know. By labeling, you become a millionaire that day, you see. Piling a lot of, you know, newspaper cut, you know, pile up, you know. And you call all these dollars, you know. You see. So the label alone, you see. So therefore, you see, why you cannot take these newspapers and cut the pieces, you know. You see, go to supermarket and you see, you know, you cannot use as dollar. It's because, you know, why you cannot use is because other people don't accept. You know, why you can't buy food, you know, things from the shop, department stores, you see, you can't get things, you know. That's because, you see, other people don't accept. Why other people don't accept? Because what you're giving is newspaper, it's newspaper you're giving, you know, pieces of newspaper. That is not the basis. That doesn't have the qualifications. That piece of paper, newspaper cut, you know, that doesn't have the proper design or the DC. That doesn't have the valid base, which is all those designs, quality of the paper and all the designs, you see, it doesn't have. So that which is the base, you see, it is not that base. So it is not that base which functions, you see. So because it is not a valid base, which has all those particular quality paper and designs, all these things, so therefore, you see, and there's no base. It's not a valid base. So therefore, you see, people, even you label from your side, you label dollar, but other people don't label on that dollar. You see, even you label dollar, you see, but other people in the shop, they don't label on that dollar. So they say, so that's why you cannot use it. You see, there's on that newspaper, you cannot do function of buying, you know, the piece of newspaper, you see, you cannot do the function of buying, you see, even one day lunch, you know, from the supermarket, you can't get. So, So you see, having put the label heresy is not enough. That's not enough. That alone doesn't make it is a heresy. That alone doesn't make, you see, that alone doesn't make, even put the label, people agreed and put label heresy, that alone doesn't make, you see, that doesn't make, cannot make, you see, that, you see, echo, as, you see, as, say, see, as, as, say, you see, other people putting name heresy on this, on the faith of reincarnation karma, that cannot change, that cannot make reincarnation not exist. You understand the point, this essential point to understand, what I, the argument that I'm trying to come to the point is this. Other people putting the label heresy, you see, putting the label heresy, that alone cannot make, you see, what object of this faith to not exist. So, you see, there is need, as you label heresy, to exist heresy, there is need something else. There is another reason. You see, there is need something else. And that faith, see, has to be valid. So it comes to the point, you see, whether in the experience, in the reality, whether reincarnation exists or not, you see, matters. In the experience, in the reality, you see, not so much following people's different philosophy, not only following the philosophy, the view. You see, so if it's up to the philosophy, if it's not up to the experience of the reality, if it's up to the philosophy, it's up to what the people say. Then you see, the life becomes very confused. You know, and you see, so then you see, I'm very confused. Then becomes very puzzled, see. Become very puzzled, see. Everyone has to accept what everyone says, you see, the right or wrong. Without your own wisdom, without developing your own wisdom and experimenting on that, without doing that, everyone's going to accept everyone what they say. This is right, this is wrong. You see then? You see, one says this is right, one says this is wrong. You see then? It becomes, you see, very confused. It only brings into confusion. You know? So, yeah, story. So therefore, the reason or the meditation on reincarnations, you know, reincarnation, the karma, it's very important to really examine with your own wisdom, by using your own wisdom, to the meditation to check, you know. Just to finish this. Last one, then this part of subject is finished, completed. So this complete karma has four sovereign results, the Ratna spiritual result, the Lord, and then the creating result similar to cause when one born as human being and doing the heresy again, you know, and these things, you know, they are karma and the four noble truths, you know, these things. And there's no such thing. And then something that is experience, and which exists. Then you see, I'm believing it doesn't exist. However, So again, you see, having this, say, having the heresy, and then experience results with the causes, you see. You see, difficult, say, to understand, difficult to understand, you see, the right view. Difficult to understand karma. While karma, difficult to understand, you know, difficult to feel, say, the difficult to understand, difficult to rise faith. And also, you know, the shunyata, emptiness, ultimate nature is very difficult to understand. So difficult to understand, you know, difficult to realize. You see, one become ignorant. One become ignorant in the ultimate nature, you see, in the karma. You see, these things that the experiencing the result are similar to cause. So you see, through discussions and through, say, through, you see, meditations, you know, by doing purifications, by doing practice of purification, you see, one, see, it becomes, say, so the one understand, one feels more karma, and you see, the emptiness and reincarnation, these things, you see, one feels more, you see, more real. So, you see, and some, how say, but at the same time, you see, yes, one or two, different from others, you see, that you see, find very hard to understand these things. Somehow, even though others are, you see, understanding is improving, seeing it more in experience, seeing it more real in experience. But you see, one or you see, still, among these one or two, you see, still could not figure out, could not see, could not understand, you know, could not have faith in these things. Also, you see, even as a practitioner of the Dharma, you see, even one is practicing, you see, and then even one has generated faith, but after some time, or certain times, you see, certain times comes some doubt. You see, for example, while one is doing retreat, or while one is doing something, you see, preliminary practices, or you see, prostrations or things, you see. However, while one is doing practice, retreat, you see, all of a sudden, a thought coming, maybe it is true or not, you see. So this is past life, you see. Sometimes thoughts coming like this, even though there's some general faith, you know, even when doing the practice, but sometimes, so there's, so this is the result of past karma, the heresy, you know, creating results similar to cause, or some people complete change, you know, even years of practice, after some time, years of practice, you see, to receive many teachings and, you see, initiation, and retreat, having done retreat, many things, but after some years, mind is completely, you see, changed. Completely the other way. You see, so these things, you see, is experienced in the past life, is experienced, you see. The past life, you see, karma, the heresy, result of karma, you know. It is experienced as a result, similar to cause, you see. So, the creation results, some of the cause is happening. You see, like that. So you see, when you achieve the part of merit, for example, part of paper, when you achieve the part of paper the five part of merit, preparatory part, writing part of meditation, and then normal learning. There are five parts, you see. There are five parts, you see, to achieve liberation, to achieve enlightenment. So when you achieve the part of, when you achieve the second part, preparatory part, it is a heat, point, patience, Supreme Dharma. So there are four. In the preparatory part, there are four. So when you reach the heat point, the tip or point, patience and Supreme Dharma. So until you achieve this second part of preparatory, and within that, the second part called point. So until you achieve that level, there's a possibility to rise heresy in the mind, you see. Even though there's one has generated faith in these things, but still there's a possibility to rise heresy. You see, until you reach second part of preparatory, and it's in even the second stage of that, the point, tip, you know. So that tip means, the point means, you know, you see, that is the very last time to rise heresy, the very last point to rise heresy. After that, beyond that, you're beyond from heresy, so you don't get, heresy doesn't come. So those paths has, you know, like that. You see, so however, so like the example like this. So in the possessed result is of heresy in the place where one is, you see, when one is born as a human being, then even there's oil or gold or treasures, you know, before, even it's placed like that, but during one's own time, you know, there's no production, could not find, things like that, or one is in the places, you know, could not find refuge, you know, could not find a guide, you see, to save, could not find protection for life, you know, guide. So there could be general guide, and also from general guide from certain problems, dangers of life or things like that, and could be also a spiritual guide, you know. So then, the opposite, you know, of these results is the, we should also meditate, you see, and the having faith, you know, the understanding, feelings of reincarnation or faith, you see. However, understanding the reincarnation karma on these things, however, the right view, and these are the result, easy to understand or easy to feel or faith, you see, and these things, the result of past with karma, live the morality, living the vow, abandoning heresy. So like that, you see, with the possessed result and all other good results, the one which one experiences, should relate to the past life with karma. So actually, by knowing, by knowing karma, conclusion of this, by knowing about karma, how everything depends on karma, happiness, suffering depends on karma, what's on karma. Since it is dependent to your action and to your own mind. So, actually by understanding karma, you see the freedom that you have. So, that need karma, what has been accumulated already before, purify that, and then abandon and creating again. So this way, you are giving freedom. One is giving freedom to oneself. One is giving liberation to oneself. By knowing, it is up to oneself. Happy or suffering, enlightenment or hell, or samsara or nirvana, or happiness or suffering, day-to-day life, however, this life or future life. So knowing that is up to me, up to my mind. So one can see that one has great freedom. One who doesn't know karma, one who doesn't know the evolution of suffering and happiness, that one doesn't have freedom. That is the one who doesn't have freedom. Why? Because it doesn't have that wisdom. Dharma wisdom. Doesn't have the wisdom understanding karma. Because of the ignorance, lack of wisdom, there's no freedom. That person doesn't have freedom. As far as to eliminate suffering and to obtain happiness. So there's always danger. So life is always danger. Life is always in danger. Like the person who doesn't know there's a eclipse, and it's dark. In nighttime dark, no moon, no stars, so that's like not having Dharma wisdom. Complete dark, ignorant. So doesn't understand karma. Doesn't understand how the happiness and suffering comes from one's own mind. Understanding karma means this. This has to come from one's own mind, not from outside. So therefore, since one do not understand this, in the eclipse, however, like this. From morning until night, from birth to death, However, life is always you see in the danger, see, risk, see, like this. So the person who knows karma, who has Dharma understanding, who knows that it has compromised the mind, and how to do that, you see? Those different positive and negative attitudes, you see? However, knowing that and how to do that. So this person, you see, has freedom by having the understanding, by having Dharma understanding, by having the understanding, the person has a freedom what to do. So the second thing is a question of practice. Second thing is a question of putting into the action. You see, first the person has understanding, so therefore the person has a freedom what to do. You see, to abandon the suffering. So, see, to obtain happiness. There's a freedom to do that. You see, by having the understanding. Then second is, to put into the action, in practice. So that is wrong. Understanding karma, and that is not giving freedom, because you see, understanding karma, this is, you know, you don't this, and you see, it's up to the karma. It's up to the karma. You see, so I have no freedom. So that is completely, you see, wrong. You see, way of thinking. Karma is you see, one's own thought, you know, one's own creation. So like that. So this point is important to this conclusion is important to understand. So meditation same, and on the karma, you know. Then after that, going over the karma. You see, as I've gone through, then you see all the different problems that you can remember in this life, relationship problems, you know, relationship problems, disharmony, all the things whatever one experience, you see, then one what you can remember in this life, you know, so relate to the its karma. So then also all the good things, you know, relate to the good karma, what one has created. Like that. So first, you see, first mentioned on the all the problems, you know, try to remember it's all the problems, whatever is in this life, then relate to each negative karma. And this came from this came from why, because I created such a negative karma in the past, like that. And then after having done this meditation, then do purification of this Guru Sakyamuni Buddha, you know, by reciting mantra, so maybe one mala or mantra, like that, you know. Do a strong purification, not only yourself, but for all sentient beings. Then after that, you see, so depending on the time, one could also think of the all the good things, present, you see, wealth, you know, comfort. And so, as I mentioned before, you see, try to relate to each good karmas, you know. This is why, because I have created this morality, you know, this good karma, this and that. Then you see, so one rejoices the past good karmas, you know. One rejoices, and then make determination. make a determination, you see. After the mental negative karma, then the problems, you know, make a determination to purify the past ones, you know, to not commit again, as much as possible to abandon, that determination. And then after mental on the good karma, the result happiness, didn't make a conclusion that, you know, if I don't create this, if I don't continue to accumulate merit, you know, I want to experience these things. I will attempt any virtue, great or small, is I'm going to attempt all the time. So then, especially for the sake of other sentient beings.
So,